So, Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Gaura Lila evening. I'm very, very delighted today with the subject matter, which is the principles taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today we will talk about a principle which he taught through Ramananda Roy in a very, very amazing way. It will really show how Krishna consciousness, you really understand it is, it is achintya. It is in the ultimate sense, when you really look at it, it's achintya, inconceivable for the material mind. But still, the principle is very, very powerful. When sometimes devotees say, when we hear about these great devotees, we fail to understand how their example relates to my own life. It's simply because I'm not a great devotee. When these great devotees talk or teach principles, then although their own application of the principle may be unimaginable for you to follow, you can still learn from the principle. I would like to give an example. Ananda Vardhan has bought a new lamp, I believe. It's really bright, like 10 million suns. It is helping for the for our viewers on the internet to see more clearly. So you may have a very bright source of light, like the sun. And it may dispel darkness. What you can learn from this is, although you will never be like the sun, you can learn the principle that light, in whatever proportion, will chase darkness away. Do you follow what I want to say? The principle can be always applied, but the way the principle is applied may be reserved to the individuals. The sun, that light destroys darkness, is a principle, but the way, a principle for you to follow even, but the way in which the sun destroys the darkness by this huge amount of light and heat is something you will never follow. What you can follow is to take a little match or a firelighter and use the principle in your daily life. So when we hear about these great devotees living a very, very Krishna conscious life, we may never be able to follow and to imitate them and to live in the same powerful way, but we can certainly understand and then apply the principle in our own specific little way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that his principles can be followed by one and all, and therefore in some cases he didn't teach the principle himself, but he left it to his devotees to show these principles. And one of his devotees is Srila Ramananda Roy, who wanted to preach bhakti, prema and tattva by making by giving a glowing example which we cannot imitate, but whose principle we can certainly follow. Ramananda Roy's life is an example of what is bhakti, what is prema, and what is the absolute truth. Now, as you will hear the way in which he teaches this example, you will most probably faint, and that is very good.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his principles so many of his devotees, but in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita and also in a verse, four devotees are singled out. Ramananda Roy taught bhakti and prema and so on by giving an example of absorption in Krishna consciousness, which was so deep that he could vanquish the strengths of Cupid, the god of love. Damodar Pandit is very notable for his simplicity and straightforwardness, and Haridas Thakur is exceptional for his forbearance and tolerance, because although there was so much pain inflicted upon him when he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, his Krishna consciousness was not at all affected. He continued his chanting throughout the ordeal. The fourth principle is taught by Sanatan Goswami, and it is humility and meekness. Anyways, today we will hear about the amazing pastime of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal devotional service, ecstatic love, and the absolute truth, which is beyond what we can think and what we can feel in this world, and how he used Ramananda Roy for it. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says Mahaprabhu is like a painter who knows how to bring out something which is truly amazing by his art. So he painted a lesson through Ramananda Roy which is truly impressive. And I want to immediately let me say, caution you, as you hear it, don't try to imitate it. When you hear how the great sun can dispel darkness with its light, you should not try to imitate to be like the sun, nor should you try to come too close because you might burn. But you can do in your own way and in your own ability this. Well, here the Leela starts.
Chandra, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
day, the great scholar Pradyumna Mishra had a deep devotional insight. He thought, my scholarship does not give my soul any satisfaction. I should hear about Krishna from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And he made that long, long way from Srihatta, which is somewhere in Bengal where he resided, and went all the way to Puri. And with great submission, he found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to express to him his desire. Oh, let please satisfy the burning my burning heart by drenching it with the rain of your Krishna Katha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, let me teach Pradyumna Mishra a lesson. So he said, I must praise you. I see that you have acquired a taste for talking, for hearing talks about Krishna. Therefore, you are extremely fortunate. Not only you, but anyone who has awakened such a taste is considered most fortunate. I think we can learn, we can know, when we have a burning taste to hear about Krishna, we are fortunate. But many times we have a burning taste for something else, and that is our great misfortune. If you are truly fortunate in your life, you will one day wake up and say, I must know something about Krishna, not about the new cloths which are available on the internet and so on and so forth. You will then, you know, it's going all right with my Krishna consciousness. It's I'm developing a taste for the real things. This ruchi or taste means you are making advancement. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Pradyumna Mishra, you have gone all this way. Most probably he traveled on foot and on boat just to hear about some Krishna Katha from me. You're very, very fortunate. But I must tell you that I personally do not know anything about Krishna. Only Ramananda Roy knows. He's a Grihastha. It is best if you hear from him. I also go, and when I want to hear about Krishna, I listen to Ramananda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have in mind when he went to the town called Vidyanagara, took his bath in the sacred river there, and was met by Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy saw that golden sannyasi taking a bath and felt indescribable attachments to him or affection to him. And when he embraced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately came in ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu whispered to him, don't show this, you have so many people with you, don't show this ecstasy, otherwise you will be on the internet. Be careful. Keep this more decent. These personal feelings should be kept more inside. Come in the evening, and you will definitely, we will definitely talk about Krishna. He was saying like this. In the evening they met, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will not talk today. You talk. I want to ask you a few questions. And then I think you all know from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that divine discussion which took place, where Ramananda Roy said in the end, I'm answering your questions, but really the fact is different. You are like a musician and I'm the instrument. Whatever comes from my mouth has been placed into my mouth by you. Just like whatever comes from the musical instrument, the veena or the flute or whatever, is really coming from the master musician behind that instrument. So I'm the instrument, I'm a puppet, and you are moving me. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Pradyumna Mishra, I go and listen to Ramananda Roy. Please, you, if you want to hear good Krishna Katha, don't go to me. Go to Ramananda Roy's house. And he gave him a description how to reach there. So Ramananda Roy was amazed and astonished, but he went. Great scholar, great pandit, very renounced. He thought this Ramananda Roy must be a special person. So he went into the house, and the servant welcomed him and offered him a seat and said, Ramananda Roy is very busy at the moment, but when he has finished his duties, he will certainly come. So Pratyumna said, well and good, I will wait here. And he waited and waited and waited. After some time he thought, I mean, I'm Pratyumna Mishra and I came all this way. I mean, can he be so busy to not even see me? And he asked the servant, what is he doing that he is so busy? And the servant said, well, he is together with two Devadasis, two dancing girls, and he personally trains them to perform the subjects in his drama Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. He massages their bodies, he washes them, he dresses them. Pradyumna Mishra received one shock after the other, and then he teaches them how to dance. So Ramananda Roy did this, and in the evening he sent the girls home unexposed to the public view. Then his servant came and told him, O master of the house, Pradyumna Mishra is there, great scholar. I told him you were busy. I would request you, as you hear this, to not react as you would react to an ordinary person doing this, because it is very sacred, and as you will see, on a very high level. So I really want to request you to hear, just hear, and don't judge Ramananda Roy by either becoming his enemy or laughing in favor of him. It is something totally different. You need to really hear to understand. It's very, very, it's prema, it's bhakti tattva, prema tattva, and tattva is very exalted, what will be taught. So, Ramananda Roy came and he sat down. Pradyumna Mishra was too shocked about what he heard. Ramananda Roy were alone with two dancing girls who were extremely beautiful. They were youthful and expert in the art of singing. And he had directed them in a solitary place, far away from the public eye, in a garden. So now Ramananda sat before him and said, you have come here. I'm very sorry. My servant didn't inform me earlier, so I only came to know just now that you are here. Where do you have... he told me you have come because you want to hear Krishna Katha. Oh, say Ramananda Roy, it's already very late. It is not necessary. I just came to have your darshan. It's the Indian way of saying, you know. And he went confused home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even come close to a woman. He would not even hear the name, the word woman. And he sent me, I just can't understand. This person has massaged the bodies with oil. So he went next morning, he was confused. He went next morning to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and told him. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur expresses something. No, I want to first say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction. I've written it down. The Lord said, "See, Pradyumna Mishra, I'm a sannyasi, and I certainly consider myself renounced. What to speak of seeing a woman, even if I hear the name of a woman, I feel changes in my body. Therefore, who could remain unmoved by the sight of a woman? It is impossible. However, Ramananda Rai's mind remains steady as wood or stone, even when he trains two professional dancing girls. He personally dresses and decorates them, and sometimes sees and touches their private parts. From this I can understand that his body is not material, but has been completely transformed into a spiritual entity." And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarified this further. He said, "Srila Ramananda Roy is situated on the path of spontaneous love of Godhead. Therefore, he is in his spiritual body and his mind is no longer materially affected." Then the Lord said to Pradyumna Mishra, "Now go back, give up your doubts. Go to him when he is still in the assembly room and not in the training hall. I also hear topics about Krishna from Ramananda. You can mention my mind and my name and tell him that it was me who sent you. Now make haste, go, go, go." So, Ramananda Roy, let us understand a little bit about him. He engaged two young girls who were professional dancers and singers to demonstrate the ideology of the drama. This is Prabhupada in a purport. Huh? Such girls, who are called Devadasi, are still employed in the Jagannath temple, where they are called Maharis. These are usually unmarried girls. They are totally dedicated to the service of the Lord. In Kathmandu, I saw these little Kumaris, they are called. They are married to the Lord in Kathmandu. They cannot marry. And in Puri, there are these Devadasis. They're usually very, very expert dancers and very special people. In old times, they would only dance for the Lord and only the Lord would see them. But in modern times, they were taken out of the temple, and their art was used to entertain kings. And at that time, a lot of immorality happened, immoral dealings, because they were just incredibly charismatic, beautiful, this and that, dancers. So, but we are talking of the old times now. Prabhupada says they are called Devadasis and are employed in the Jagannath temple. Ramananda Roy engaged two such girls, and because they were to play the parts of gopis, he taught them how to awaken thoughts in the audience like those of the gopis. Because the gopis are worshipable personalities, Ramananda Roy, who considered the two girls gopis and himself their maidservant, engaged in their service by massaging their bodies with oil to cleanse them completely. So you can understand Ramananda Roy, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, he acted in totally in the spiritual position. Do you know that you are not a man, Ananda Vadan? Do you know that you are not a woman, Nandini? Spiritually speaking, our soul is neither male nor the female of this world. There's only one Purusha, one supreme enjoyer, and male, it's Krishna, and all other are prakriti or female in relationship that is meant to give him enjoyment. Here in this world, the men are trying to be Purushas, and believe it or not, the women also try to be Purushas or enjoying. They have this enjoyer mentality. In the spiritual world, we just have a different mentality. Today, when we were eating prasadam at Tugrihasta's home, we discussed this just a little bit. I once was in Puri, and it was very, very hot. It was midsummer, and we were there for the Ratha Yatra with a big party of devotees. We wanted to chant before the cart. And at 12 o'clock, Lord Jagannath finally came out. He was announced for 8 o'clock, but he took some time. It was explained that he had so much food the night before that he needed to rest a little longer. Anyways, when he finally was out, it was so hot that I saw people fainting left and right. When you would stand on the tarmac there, your feet would sink into the tarmac and you could not walk. So I saw in that, see, a beautiful scene. There was a devotee standing with a naked head, shaved head, praying to Lord Jagannath on the cart. Then another devotee saw him, was a simple Indian man from the village, and he took a fan and started to fan the devotee who was praying. But the devotee shouted, "Nay, nay, nay." I was standing 50 meters away. I had an English umbrella, very good umbrella for the sun. And now I said, let me see what happens with this. This is interesting. I will. So, but the other devotee wanted to do service to the praying devotee who prayed there. And finally, the devotee got so upset that he took that, it was a palm leaf fan. I thought he will throw it on the ground or in the face of that other fanning devotee. But no, he took it, turned to Jagannath and fanned him. And I think in this turn, the secret of bhakti is dominant. When you turn away from your own enjoyment and from the thought of enjoying bhakti, but you think, what have I done today to please Krishna? It's a good question, isn't it? At the end of the day, Prema Mayirade, what have you done today to please Krishna? No need to tell, it will be on the internet, it's not, you know. What have we done to please Krishna? Here comes, here we start to act in our spiritual nature, in our constitutional nature. Now, Ramananda Roy had gone a very far, far, far way into this concept. He actually had disidentified with his material body, with his male body, and he, who is in his spiritual identity, a gopi, was now training the girls to express moods in relationship to the Lord, which only the gopis can express in relationship to Krishna. Do you follow? It's like a film director. I will talk a little practical if you allow me. Film director, who is a famous film director? Let us say Harvey Jones. The famous film director Harvey Jones, I don't know if there's such a film director, has a very specific idea how, let me look at one devotee, yes, how a samurai uses his sword. So he has studied it. He has downloaded all the information on samurai fighting, and he now needs to teach Tom Cruise how to use the sword. And he says, come Tom Cruise, take the sword and take it like this, take it up, and then when it's very high, you bring it down exactly here where the hair parts. That is a good stroke. It's the downward moving killer stroke. I'm making an example up, but I do know that there is a Tom Cruise. So he will need to show him, because he knows how to use that ancient art, lost art of swordsmanship. So in the same way, Ramananda Roy thought, I want to make a drama for Lord Jagannath, and I need to teach these girls how to express the moods of the gopis. Just so that we know what kind of drama it is, I would like to read to you a verse from this drama, which appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada translates this verse like this. It's a very moving verse. It describes Radharani, who has lost the vision of Krishna and feels very sad in the absence of Krishna. So now she says, if by chance the transcendental form of Krishna comes before my path of vision, my heart, which is now injured from being beaten, will be stolen away by Cupid, happiness personified. No? She describes, for so long my heart is beaten. It's not beating, but it is beaten with sticks. I have so much heart pain. But if I would see Krishna again, my heart will be torn away by happiness personified. Because I could not see the beautiful form of Krishna to my heart's content, when I again see his form, I shall decorate the faces of time with many jewels. Each minute I give a jewel to. Each hour I give many jewels to. If I see Krishna again. She must have said this to Syamala Gopi, in the morning when Syamala says, so you were all night together with Krishna, Radha says, I've lost his vision. All she knows is, I've lost his vision. I feel as if my heart is beaten. But if Krishna comes again, then I will go to the faces of time. And I will decorate them with jewels because this is priceless. I would give everything to be together with Krishna. So this is expressed in music and dance by the Devadasis. And Ramananda Roy, knowing that Krishna enjoys this mood of of Srimati Radha Rani very much, who is pining or yearning or longing to be with him, Ramananda Roy now teaches in the mood of, I am a gopi, I want to give Krishna pleasure. He teaches the girls, the Devadasis, do like this, sing it like this, say it like this, then the Lord will derive pleasure. It is not a mundane affair. It is in this way he taught the girls how to awaken thoughts like those of the gopis and display ecstasies like that of the gopis through their facial expressions, their eyes, their body. Kalakanta can talk about this very nicely because she learns from an expert teacher how to bring out moods by using the face, the eyes, and the dancing moves. It's a great, great art. Ramananda Roy is thus unique, says Krishnadas Kaviraj, because he showed how one can extend his ecstatic love to the extreme limit. So, Pradyumna Mishra didn't know that, and therefore he was confused. When he came the second time, after Mahaprabhu had sent him, everything was a little different. At that time, Ramananda Roy was still in the assembly room. He had not yet started his training for the day. So he received Pradyumna Mishra. And Mishra told him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent me to you to hear about Krishna. Oh, said Ramananda Roy, come with me. And he brought him to a solitary place, not the assembly room, and set him down and said, what type of Krishna Katha is it that you would like to hear? Would you like to hear about Krishna's boyhood activities? There are so many Krishna Kathas. Or would you like to know how he destroyed the demons? Or would you like to hear how he manifested the universes? Pradyumna Mishra said, kindly tell me the same topics which you spoke to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when you first met him in Vidyanagara. Then he added something. He felt somehow in the presence of Ramananda Roy that, my God, this Vaishnava is on the highest level. I can see it. I can feel when I'm in his presence. And I have misjudged him by my mental confusions. And then he said very humbly, I do not know how to inquire, for I really do not know what is good and what is bad. But you are exalted. You see that I'm poor in knowledge. Kindly speak whatever is good for me by your own will. Is it sometimes when we come to a Vaishnava, we want to talk about us and want to talk about our ideas and our thoughts, and we but this is also good. This should also have one place in the discussion, but then we should also ask them, please tell me about your experience on the spiritual path. Please tell me what is good for me to hear. You are exalted, and I need your inspiration. No? So then Ramananda began to gradually speak about Krishna. Sometimes he personally posed a question also. How is it that Krishna is kind and does not let his devotees suffer, when on the other hand we see the Pandavas suffering in the forest and so on? And then he would answer the question, and they started in the morning. Then the afternoon arrived, and they were the topics were not exhausted. They both were full of ecstatic love. They spoke and they heard, and then they forgot about their bodily consciousness. How could they perceive the end of the day? Finally, the servant came and said, "Time is also there. The day has already ended." And then Ramananda Roy, who had other things to do as well, came to a conclusion and bade farewell to Pradyumna Mishra. Pradyumna Mishra, who was a scholar by that time, what happened to him? He said, "I have become so satisfied." And then he did something extraordinary. He began to dance in ecstasy. Have you ever done this? You have been with someone and afterwards you say, "Let me dance now," because you feel so happy. I have usually done this when I have said goodbye to my exalted guests. But sometimes you are so happy that you need to jump. Does this happen? Children, it happens to children. So Pradyumna Mishra was becoming like a child. He said, "I'm so satisfied." And he expressed his satisfaction in dancing. At the end, then he said, "My dear Lord, then he had to come and tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a happy child, needs to talk." He came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu received and said, "Pradyumna Mishra, you look so different. Have you heard topics about Krishna from Ramananda Roy?" And Pradyumna Mishra answered, "My dear Lord, you just cannot imagine how much you have blessed me. You have drowned me in the nectarian ocean of talks about Krishna. Ramananda Roy is not an ordinary human being. He is fully absorbed in bhakti. And do you know? At the end, Ramananda Roy told me a secret. He said, 'Do not consider me the speaker of these talks about Krishna. Whatever I speak is personally spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from within. Like a stringed instrument, I vibrate whatever he causes me to speak.'" You know, today in the children lecture, I asked Nimai, "Do you know what Narada Muni plays, what instrument?" And Nimai, who is a little intelligent, he smiled and said, "A guitar." "I'm a guitar." And all the other children went, No, Nimai. He plays a veena. And then Nimai was smiling and chuckling, like saying, I know, I'm just saying, making a joke. So in this way, the Lord Ramananda Roy told Pradyumna Mishra, "I'm the instrument. The Lord lets me vibrate." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just smiled, and see how much love he has for his devotees. He said, "Ramananda Roy is a mine of great humility, no? Like a mine of jewels in the mountains. He has the jewels of humility. Therefore, he has attributed his own words to another's intelligence. But, you know, this is a natural characteristic of those advanced in devotional service. They will never personally speak of their own good qualities. And Srila Prabhupada comments, a spiritually advanced person who is authorized to act as a spiritual master speaks what the Supreme Personality of Godhead dictates from within. Thus, it is not he that is personally speaking. I remember when I was engaged in BBT work, we had heard that Srila Prabhupada would sometimes read his own books, and when devotees came and said, wow, you take pleasure in reading your own books, he said, it's not my books, it's Krishna's books. Krishna has dictated. This is what Prabhupada said about this. So Ramananda Roy is following the dictation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, this pastime shows us two things about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, he knows very well how to demonstrate the qualities of his devotees. And in this way, is like an artist who is painting a very clear picture for all to see. Look, these are my exalted devotees. Ramananda Roy is way beyond the material bodily consciousness. He is experiencing bhakti and prema and teaches this tattva that we are different from the body and we have a spiritual identity. And the second idea is he wanted to, Krishnadas Kaviraj says this, he wanted to vanquish or chastise the false pride of the so-called renunciants and learned scholars. So he spread real religious principles even through shudras or low-born fourth-class men. This happens. So I wanted to take this lila now to a practical dimension and want to say, my dear devotees, do you sometimes experience two different types of desires in your heart? One is for pure Krishna consciousness, for absorption in Krishna consciousness. Today I spoke to a devotee who said to me, you know, it has become obvious to me, I have taken to this life of a devotee, and now I want to become fully absorbed and immersed in Krishna consciousness. I think as far as my experience goes as someone who counsels devotees, many devotees come to me and talk and tell me about this, that they all of a sudden feel I should go deeper in my Krishna consciousness. But then we also feel, I think, sometimes the desire for a selfish enjoyment in us. And in this way, or for worldly desires, let us say worldly desires, and in this way we are somewhere stuck in between. We want to become an absorbed devotee, but something in us seems to pull us in the other way. Now you must know that Krishna talks about this personally, and he makes the point that it's not possible to make significant advancement in Krishna consciousness as long as one remains attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence. It is not possible really to make significant advancement. You will be a religious and pious person maybe, but not a transcendentalist. Krishna talks about this. He says, Bhogaishvaya prasaktanam taya parita shetasam vyavyasayatmika buddhi samadho navidiyate. Samadhi means deep absorption. Na will not come to you. He says like this: in the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulences, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. So this resolute determination or this absorption for spiritual life will not come as long as you mix material selfish enjoyment and bhakti. It's not coming. They don't mix. Just like ghee and water, you can stir and stir and stir and stir and go crazy to try to mix it. You will always have the ghee here on the top of the water and the water somewhere else. So we might then ask ourselves the question which is dealt with in the 11th canto: is it ever possible for the conditioned soul to detach the mind from material sense objects and material goals? Is it possible? Is it at all natural? After all, the mind is material. And how can... this is a very difficult question, and I will not go too much in the detail, but I know we have two philosophers amongst us. And this question is asked by the Kumaras to Brahma. They say, Brahmaji, you are our father. We have this question. Can the mind ever be taken away from sense enjoyment? Because even if for some time we take the mind away from sense enjoyment successfully, we close our eyes or so, the sense objects are already in the mind. It works from two directions. From outside, it influences us, and from inside, in the form of memories. I think we know this. I know one great soul in America who was having an addiction to seeing movies, and it was becoming, you know, in this critical phase. There's a lot of talk now about addictions like this. And then he said, I can pull myself away from the movies, but the movies are in me. And I can't get this out, the desire to see things. Baladev Vidya Bhushana answers this question, which I think is troubling to a bigger or smaller extent all of the devotees in this world, except for those who have reached samadhi. He says, the senses can be completely... this is Prabhupada's translation. The senses can be completely controlled only by the strength of devotional service to Krishna. In other words, if you absorb yourself in your devotional service to Krishna or bhakti, then something will take place. And Bhakti and Vidya Bhushana, Baladev Vidya Bhushana, is describing what it exactly takes place. He says, just as fire with upraised flames, assisted by the wind, burns dry wood, Vishnu, situated in the heart, burns up all the sins of the yogis. Do you get the point? You have to somehow bring Krishna through bhakti. Bhakti means devotional service, which attracts Krishna, in your heart. Prabhupada has translated this Vishnu Purana shloka in the Bhagavad Gita in his own way, and he has given it a very practical dimension. He says, as a blazing fire burns everything within a room, Lord Vishnu, situated in the heart of the yogi, burns up all kinds of impurities. My dear devotees, our chance to engage in pure bhakti is surely through making higher taste in spiritual life. When we can engage ourselves in pure spiritual life, then we will automatically give this up. There's a verse which all of you have read. Vishaya vinivatante niraha rasya dehina rasa varyam rasopyasya param drishtva nivatate. I think you have heard, I will translate, give you Srila Prabhupada's translation. Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, you know, this is what the Kumaras talk about, you can restrict it, but the taste for sense object remains inside. But when one experiences a higher taste, he gives up such engagements in sense gratification because he is fixed in consciousness. Fixed in consciousness means to be in samadhi. You know, sama means the same, di means sama, same, di consciousness. You are on the spiritual level of consciousness. That is samadhi. So, my dear devotees, I personally take from this instruction something which of Ramananda Roy, something which I keep over my head. It is that Ramananda Roy considered himself as not the body, but he considered himself in his spiritual identity. It was really transcendental thing. And Prabhupada says something about this, which I think when I read the verses, I read something which I wanted to, which I wrote down here. Yeah, he speaks about that this is a high level of Krishna consciousness where the devotee really gives up his connection with the material body and also the material mind, no? And considers himself in a spiritual identity. It is not to be imitated. He makes this very clear, this point. But it is shining some high some light on the high tattva of Krishna consciousness, which is taught in this way through the exalted example of Ramananda Roy. For us, I think it is best if we take the principle from it, that by being absorbed in the higher taste of bhakti, surely these impurities which give trouble to our hearts are removed. So let us not imitate Ramananda Roy, but let us understand the principle that by acting in the platform of bhakti, then a higher taste and a detachment from material sense objects and the attachment to worldly opulences is surely coming to us. So I thought it is good if we have still a little time. I will we really want to end at 8:30. Is it 8 o'clock? Yeah, I never know, am I English time or German time or this time or that time. Okay. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects? What did you think about Ramananda Roy's this leela? Amazing, isn't it? Prima mal ihr Latte.
Ich bin vielleicht das nur auf Deutsch sagen.
Aber du verstehst Englisch,
ja,
oder?
Ich würde fragen, die Worte.
Gut, kein Problem.
Ist auch Ich glaube, es bezieht sich gut dazu. Meine Frage ist vielleicht ein bisschen psychologisch, ein bisschen spirituell. Wo ist die Grenze zwischen selbstloses Dienen und sich selbst opfern, dass man sich irgendwie so wie verliert in der Sache oder dass man sich versteckt hinter diesem Dienst?
Du kannst dich ja nur geben, wenn du dich hast.
Bitte?
Du kannst dich nur geben, wenn du dich hast.
Ja.
Hast, also besitzt.
Ja.
Für einen, die, so here's the question. What is the difference or the very fine border between selfless devotional service and losing yourself in the name of Krishna consciousness and not being connected any longer with yourself? If you want to give yourself, first you have to have yourself. You can't give something which you don't even own. And at this state, many, many of us have lost themselves. And I mean this in a psychological and in a spiritual way. Psychologically, it can happen that many people don't live their own life. They live the life of someone else. They follow the expectations of others. And spiritually speaking, when we say we lost ourselves, spiritually speaking, we have lost our soul and have totally identified with the mind and the body. So, in both senses, I believe it's good to find yourself. Let me talk of the psychological side, because devotees are very interested. I would like to tell something from the Christian background. A pious man comes into heaven and he meets God, and God asks him, why have you not lived like Gandhi? And the man gives 1,000 good reasons. Well, I'm not Gandhi. I'm a simple man. I don't even understand politics very good, and so on. Okay, why have you not done something for the rights of your people? Why have you been silent? Why have you not been like Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King. The man immediately gives 1,000 good reasons why he cannot be like Martin Luther King. Then God says, why have you not been like Mother Teresa? And again, he gives many reasons. Then God asks a fourth question. Why have you not been like yourself? And at that time, the man cannot give one good reason. He's silent. We have to find our authentic path. This is called finding our dharma. Just like a pen has one certain line, we have a certain line. And this dharma, we engage, we are devotees of Krishna, we engage it in the service of the Lord. We dedicate it to the Lord either in karma bhakti, karma mishra bhakti yoga, or as we become more and more advanced, we will one day have love of Godhead and want to give Him everything, like you experience maybe in motherhood for your child. You are ready to really give a big sacrifice out of love. You don't even see it as a sacrifice because you act out of love. That is a very high level, but we can start on our level, and for both it's necessary to find your dharma, your authentic line, your thing in this, in the body, mind, relationship. There's a very nice sentence by Prabhupada that the spiritual master must know how to engage his disciple according, listen to his psychophysical nature. Prabhupada uses this. So yes, we have to find our our place. We have to find our line. We have to find ourselves on that level, and then we can hopefully start as devotees of Krishna to give more and more to Krishna. And as we purify our heart, we will more and more want to do everything for Krishna. Just like when a fire arises in the room, more and more everything is taken away. You know, the same is burnt up in the same way by bhakti. If you start, you do more and more bhakti, then more and more the material impediments and obstacles are removed. So start on a level where you understand this is my nature, this I can do, this is my thing, and then do it for Krishna. Like for instance, in my case, I was meant to become a manager, but anyone who knows me even for 1 second knows I'm terrible in this. And only when I met Srila Prabhupada and he talked to me and said, "You should preach." He said this to me personally. Then I understood, well, he understood me. I should not manage, I should preach. So I found my line, so to say. He helped me. And now I'm talking, preaching. And I like it, because it's my thing, you know. I can only do this. I'm useless also for other things. And I like to do this. I do this in service to my spiritual master, but I also do it because that's the only thing I can offer to Krishna. It's me. I can't do the things which you do. I can do what I do. So I wish you all the best to discover that, and maybe you have found already 50 or 60 or 70% of the answer. It needs still another 40%, and then slowly. Like this. Ananda.
Gumat, isn't that the case that actually we are living, we are not only one person, because like we have so many personas like masks in this world, and we are living that. It's just natural. But we have also such a deep-rooted personality who acts in the connection and is like empowered from Krishna and like that. And isn't that we have to reduce us to just to this, or
live the other sides? Yes.
Mm-hmm. To have also this other side and to live that, but not like, well, there are masks, you know, like this is. We are playing roles in this world.
We playing roles. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, Ananda Vardhan, for this wonderful question. Mm-hmm. I may not be able to answer all the dimensions because I think it has many implications. Yes, we have many different sides in us, but still there is one leader of the gang, so to say. This leader has decided to become a devotee of Krishna, he became attracted to Krishna consciousness, and now he brings the other members of the gang with him, and he somehow, if he is clever, he has a talk to them and with them, and he engages them in things which are favorable for his overall destination. For instance, this is what the Bhagavatam talks in the 11th canto. He says if the yogi would always try to control his mind and the different, and we can add the different aspects of his mind, it would break. It would be like a horse which if you always zügeln it, if you always take the reins very hard, the good horse will lose all his temperament. So you should then engage sometimes this talents, this aspects of your personality. And And I have talked often about it, but you can definitely take the adventurer and use him in Krishna consciousness, going to a new country like Kyrgyzstan or Baluchistan also. But if you say, well, that's a little, but my adventurer also wants to do something which is not really always preaching Bhagavad Gita, you know, and so on. That is something for His Holiness so-and-so, you know. I can't remember name now, but some adventurous Swami. But then use it at least in a way which is not spoiling the purpose of the main person inside. But yes, using our different sides, our different talents in Krishna consciousness. At the time of Srila Prabhupada, I could see a lot of that, where Prabhupada encouraged different devotees to do different things. And believe me, there was no limit in Prabhupada's mind. And sometimes people misunderstood him. I think sometimes he said things like, oh, I'm now so afraid of the internet, I don't even want to say everything which Prabhupada said on the internet, because someone will be out there and be not in a stable mind, and then he will say something about Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was very creative in using the different talents of his disciples, in using the different sides, and for him Krishna consciousness was an unlimited application. Krishna, yeah, thank you, but yes, I think these two questions which I received today as a gift from my audience come from a time where Krishna consciousness, the beginning of Krishna consciousness had a purely monastic culture. Even the Grihasthas lived really a monk life in the temple. At that time ISKCON was very easy to manage because everyone was really engaged in the same mission. But then something happened. The Hare Krishna movement took off. And soon people started to chant and practice Krishna consciousness outside of the temples. And the temple devotees felt we should pursue our life and grow into a family life with children and all. And all of a sudden, a movement developed, let us call it the Hare Krishna movement, who was no longer under the supervision of the GBC, the ISKCON government, because they went everywhere, and the decisions which the government, the GBC, made was relevant for those who lived in the temple, but not for those who developed a business or who, and so on. And now I think something, it's very important that let us call it the ISKCON, the heart, the core. I don't really want to use this word, but the monastic kind of people and the missionary people recognize there is also a huge movement outside who has different needs and maybe different ways. And the way how these two interact maturely is a challenge to our maturity, which I think if we are rich in bhakti in our heart, we will very easily make this move. I think it is happening. For instance, here I see very good examples of devotees who are developing a wonderful project and wonderful outreach with this time waver and who are good devotees. They may be living a different life than they did when they are in the temple, but there are also different concerns now. They're children and school and Lakshmi and contacts and opportunities and so on. And how to use this and not lose our spiritual essence will depend on each single member's maturity and how far they are developed in spiritual. I would like to end this now. We have 5 more minutes. I'm really on time today. I wish you that you appreciate this. maybe we can just pass the harmonium to Gadadhar, and I think he has the other harmonium. This harmonium is maybe his favorite. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna. So I want to thank all of you very, very much. I really need to express this very personally. I'm really, really grateful to the devotees who organize this program and to the devotees who attend this program. I'm also grateful to the excellent service of those who are behind Mayapur TV, like Antar, the very important devotee, Antar Dweep, and Vince Prabhu's, and also I'm indebted to our Ananda Vardhan, who really takes responsibility for this by even getting a new lamp, brilliant lamp, like the 10,000 sun lamp. And yes, I hope you get something today. Was please take the principle, which is bring the bhakti flame in your heart, and you will develop a higher taste, which will help you to cross over your own impediments in the heart. Good. I will end here. It's very important that the devotees get to our home at the right time, and also our internet users can switch off and do other things now. Hare Krishna.